This portrait of Sir Robert Wigram is one of the most recent acquisitions at the Allen Memorial Art Museum. And it's a pendant to a work that has been in the collection since 1986, a portrait of Eleanor Lady Wigram, his second wife. It's been really wonderful to be able to rejoin these two portraits. They were painted about 1815 to 16, and they hung together in the Wigram family all down through the years until 1985, when the family put them up for sale. And it was at that point that the museum purchased Eleanor Lady Wigram in honor of Chloe Hamilton Young, who had been a longtime curator at the museum from the 1950s until the 1980s when she passed away. It was especially poignant, therefore, to be able to join her up again with her husband, Robert Wigram, and to have these two, this married couple, together in perpetuity now in our museum. The two paintings together really tell a wonderful story about love and marriage, and in fact, a little bit about British history and trade in the early part of the 19th century. And I think it's something that our students and faculty and visitors will be able to understand when they see the works together. Sir Robert Wigram was originally, he trained to be a surgeon and a doctor. He worked on ships at sea and was out in the East Indies and in China as a surgeon on ships. However, while in China, he contracted an eye disease that affected his sight, so a long-term career as a surgeon was really untenable, and he decided to use his experience of trade with India and China to become a businessman. And he began by becoming engaged in the drug trade, becoming an importer of drugs to England, but his business interest really widened, and he became more involved in general trading around the world, as well as shipbuilding and ship ownership. He was then appointed a member of the committee to construct the East India docks and had many business activities and became a very wealthy man. His business activities are alluded to in the painting that you see. He's sitting at a table. He's got his red wax there to seal his letters, and you can see his quill pen and papers as well. And the books at the side of the table, one of them specifically references the East India docks. On the papers that he has, one of them originally contained writing that also refers to the construction of the East India docks in 1803. This is now only visible under UV light, probably because of a previous restoration in that area. But it clearly shows that he envisioned his role in the East India Company and the East India docks as one of the most important in his career. He was well known at the time of the early 19th century and was written about and was known especially for his energy and his business acumen. The diarist Joseph Farrington wrote of him that he should, quote, be miserable if in a morning he should not awake with his head full of ideas of business for the day. And Sir Robert, depicted here with a very frank, open expression that kind of mirrors that of his wife, had also written of his wife, Lady Eleanor, quote, I never did undertake any business of moment without consultation with my wife, and I can truly say it has much promoted my fortune. It's wonderful, therefore, to be able to bring these two works together that tell the story of a really harmonious marriage, even as they allude to his successful business dealings, the burgeoning of trade, and in fact, the language of fashion in the early 19th century.